ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దైవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదిరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీర్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. వి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ 26 టు బి రెడ్ అండ్ 27. టెక్స్ట్ 26. ఇయం చ భూమిర్ భగవతా న్యాశితోరుభరాశతి శ్రీమద్భిస్తత్పదన్యాసైః సర్వతః కృతకౌతుకా. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ద బర్డెన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎర్త్ వాస్ సర్టన్లీ డిమినిష్డ్ బై ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్హెడ్ అండ్ బై అదర్స్ యాజ్ వెల్ వెన్ హీ వాస్ ప్రెసెంట్ యాజ్ అన్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్. All good was performed because of his auspicious footprints. Text 27. Shochatyashrukala sadhvi durbhagai vajohita sati abhramanya nripavyajah shudra bhokshayanti maam iti. Shochatyashrulak శోచతి అశ్రుకలా సాధ్వీ దుర్భగేవో జిహితా సతి అభ్రమణ్యా నృపవ్యాజాః శూద్రా భోక్షయంతి మామితి. శోచతి అశ్రుకలా సాధ్వీ దుర్భగ్వే జోహితా సతి అభ్రమణ్యా నృపవ్యాజాః శూద్రా భోక్షయంతి మామితి. శోచత్యశ్రుకలా సాధ్వీ దుర్భగేవో జిహితా సతి అభ్రమణ్యన్ నృపవ్యాజాః శూద్రా భోక్షయంతి మామితి. శోచతి లామెంటింగ్ అశ్రుకలా విత్ టియర్స్ ఇన్ ది ఐస్ సాధవీ ద చేస్ట్ దుర్భగా as if the most unfortunate eva like ujjita forlorn sati being so done abhramanyah devoid of brahmanical culture nripavyajah posed as the ruler shudrah lower class bhokshyanti would enjoy maam me iti thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: now she, the chaste one, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead, laments her future with tears in her eyes, for now she is being ruled and enjoyed by lower class men who pose as rulers. Purport: the kshatriya, or the man who is qualified to protect the sufferers, is meant to rule the state. Untrained lower class men, or men without ambition to protect the sufferers, cannot be placed on the seat of an administrator. Unfortunately, in the age of Kali, the lower class men without training, occupy the post of a ruler by strength of popular votes, and instead of protecting the sufferers, such men create a situation quite intolerable for everyone. Such rulers illegally gratify themselves at the cost of all comforts of the citizens, and thus chaste Mother Earth cries to see the pitiable condition of her sons, both men and animals. That is the future of the world in the age of Kali, when irreligiosity prevails most prominently. And in the absence of a suitable king to curb irreligious tendencies, educating the people systematically in the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam will clear up the hazy atmosphere of corruption, bribery, blackmail, etc. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitantam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vakrishna Vajaya Vakraga Swami Dhanamani Om Chari Bhadaya Nithaya Kudoku Vahim Nikundu Vahim Nikundu Vahim Vahim. The previous translation of text 26 reads, the burden of the earth was certainly diminished by the personality of Godhead and by others as well. When he was present as an incarnation, all good was performed because of his auspicious footprints. Now she, the chaste one, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead, laments her future with tears in her eyes, for now she is being ruled and enjoyed by lower class men who pose as rulers. So we are speaking here about a transition period between the reign of Yudhishthira Maharaj when Krishna was on this planet, to a time when Krishna has disappeared from this planet. Krishne swadhamo pagate garmat dharma gyanadibhi saha. Krishna went back to his dhamma. At dharma and jnana also went with him. And now is the reign of Parikshit. And at that time, Mother Earth in the form of a cow is being met by Parikshit Maharaj. And she is lamenting her situation. Because previously, Krishna's lotus feet touched her as long as Krishna was on this planet. For about 125 years, Krishna was here on this planet. And she continuously enjoyed Krishna's lotus feet on her head. And now those lotus feet are missing and the association of Krishna is missing. And instead, there are demoniac rulers who are very horrible. They are so adharmic against the instructions of Krishna. And they perform such sinful activities. Kali is born. And under this situation and circumstance, Mother Earth, feeling very, very sad, lonely, without the association of Krishna. Krishna is her husband, Bhudevi, Sri Devi, and feeling separation from Krishna. So Bhumi, mother, is lamenting with tears in her eyes because the burden weight of people who are adharmic is very heavy burden. But those who are devotees, that is a very wonderful burden of love she wants to take. I don't mind taking the weight of all those who are devotees. They are always jumping and dancing, chanting Krishna's names. Right? We don't really bother much about Bhumi and all that. We are just in great ecstasy, dancing, reaching for the ceiling, leaping into the air. But all that jumping and dancing you do, Bhumi is very happy to bear with. Why? You are glorifying Krishna. You are glorifying Krishna. And devotees are light-hearted. All they want is to glorify Krishna, take a little prasadam and be happy. But demons, asuras, and rulers of a lower class of men, it's mentioned here, they have great sense gratificatory plans. And their plans include exploitation of the earth with no consideration for any laws, no consideration that she is a personality and she is giving in plenty already, with no consideration for anything, exploiting Mother Earth. So therefore, earth is terrified under the rule of these types of kings. Prabhupada is mentioning here that she is feeling very much for her children, other people who follow dharma, animals, birds, insects, all the other living beings who are very innocent, don't have any devious sense gratificatory plans, don't have any plans for exploiting earth. You see, only one species, the human being, he does all sorts of crazy things on the earth. All other 84 lakh species minus one, they are all going as per the laws of Krishna. One species screws up the whole earth planet. Amazing. So, Prabhupada is saying that they are all our brothers and sisters. We are all children of Mother Earth, means we are all brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters don't kill each other and eat up each other. It's not a family, that means. It's not a family. They look after each other. They keep each other happy, secure. So as a human being of the highest variety, his duty and responsibility is to protect all other living beings. Jivo, jivasya, jivanam. One jiva lives on the other jiva and it is prescribed. That is a nice natural arrangement. But it's the duty of the human being not to eat these jivas, but only feed on fruits, grains, vegetables. And protect Mother Earth and protect the entire species. That is his duty. Everybody's duty. What to speak of the king's duty? Even more intense. It's a very grave responsibility to be a king, a leader of the people. Foolishly, without understanding your responsibility, you should not jump and take responsibility. That is the meaning of Shudra. Shudra means you are very eager to occupy position. But you are not at all eager to execute the responsibility. You will all the time trying to find ways and means how to dodge the responsibility. Play tricks. This is meaning Shudra. Shudra means one who does not know, one who is in ignorance. Janmana jayate shudra. Everybody is born into ignorance. Samskarat bhavet dvija. By samskara he becomes properly situated. Dvija. Vedapatat bhavet vipra. By studying the Vedic literature he becomes a learned man. Then brahma jana titi brahmana. Because he knows the supreme Brahman Krishna, he becomes a brahmana. This is the real definition. It doesn't say one who is born in a Brahmana family is a Brahmana. It doesn't say that Shudra is so-and-so caste and this thing. It says Janmana Jayate Shudra. Everybody is Shudra when he is born. Even in a Brahmin family. Even in a great Kshatriya family. And if you remain Shudra without getting educated, then it is horrible. And such type of people who remain Shudra, they develop a desire to occupy a position, means it is even worse. Why is it that people want to occupy a position which they are unfit for? It's because he's a Shudra. Shudra desires like that. Does not know, but I want the position. I cannot execute the responsibility, but I like that position. I'll play whatever politics is required to get on top. I will do campaigning. I'll make people vote for me. I'll bribe them, give them money, do this, somehow vote for me. I want to be elected. And once he's elected, he enjoys the position, he forgets everybody else. So these are very low class leaders, it's mentioned here, low class of men under the influence of the age of Kali. Because they don't execute their responsibility. Responsibility as a leader means great. You see, no point being eager to accept a position. Everybody wants a position, everybody wants a title, so that they can feel happy and satisfied. Oh, in my life I achieved the purpose of life. I can die happily. So eager people are to take positions that people make different types of titles and give people unnecessarily titles because they want some position. And so that they can print in their visiting card, member so-and-so association, president, taxi, left drive, hand, and left hand drivers association. Those who have left hand drive taxi association. Adila, he is secretary. Really? Very good position. All sorts of positions given to people and they print cards and all and immediately give the card. So many designations he has got. All of them faltu. Useless designations. None of them have got any proper identity. This association, that housing association, a president, this thing, so and so, all sorts of associations. They want a title. I want to be somebody. They don't want to be known as Jivere Surupuhoi Krishnere Nitya Dasa. What is the use of that? There's no value. Our real position, our real title is, you're a servant, very low class. Who wants that? Who wants the title? Only devotees want that title. Tvadbhritya bhritya paricharaka bhritya bhritya bhrittasya bhritya itimam shmaralokanath. Not just servant, you can please call me the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant servant. I will think my life is successful. Kulashekhar Alwar is saying. If you think like that, my lord, I am not fit to be your servant. I am not even fit to be your servant, servant, servant. You see, that is their attitude. But in this material world, if you call yourself a servant and all that, I don't want my name to start with Dasa and all that. Dasa and all that. I want Prabhu. Prabhu, okay. Dasa, master, Prabhu. Mahaprabhu means even better. That is the way people think. So, eagerness to accept a position, that desire we should cut. Material position. Pratishta asha. Pratishtare asha shukarere vishta. Tavaharinam kevala kaitava. Bhaktisiddhanta Sasi Thakur in Vaishnava K is saying, your desire for pratishta, position, name, fame, it is shukarera vishta. It is the pig stool. You may wonder why specifically pig stool. Pig stool is very special. It is stool of stool. Pig eats stool. And then pass a stool. So pig stool is very special. I don't have to explain this further. I'm sure you must understand. So, pig stool it is, pratishta asha. Shukarera bishta. So, but the soul is so interested in getting position. And in this world, people will give anything to get a position. Anything to get a position. Anything to be able to take a photograph with somebody great and publish it and show it to everybody. They get the feeling that I have an identity. I am something in this world. I have done something. But it is so easy to be a servant of Krishna and be recognized by Krishna. Being recognized by Krishna is far more important than being recognized by the people of this world. The people of this world will recognize you. Svavid varahoshtrakare samstuta purucha pashu. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels. They will praise people who are not at all attached to Krishna. But Krishna, he recognizes his devotees, and his devotees are in bliss that they are connected with Krishna. The whole world will reject that person, but Krishna will recognize that person. That is enough. That's the greatest satisfaction. That is the best title. It is your original title. Jiver Surup Hoi Krishnere Nitya Das. This is your original title. But somehow, people in this world are so interested in positions. That's a Shudra mentality. And they take up positions. And they fit very loosely in their position. The title hangs very loose above him. Like a dwarf in king's clothing, Shakespeare said. If a dwarf, Vamana, gets into a big king's costume, he'll have to lift and walk, and you may not be able to see him. His kiridam will completely cover him. His suit will cover him. He'll have to come out of it and speak. But he's king, so he wants to wear it. So these are the types of rulers. Their responsibility is so huge, they don't know anything about it. They occupy positions. Prashada shikarastopi kakah kim garuda yate. Garuda, he sits on the Garuda Stamba, very tall, top. And from there he is given darshan of the Supreme Lord. So the crow is also thinking, why only Garuda is sitting there in that position? Why not I also sit down? I am also as good as Garuda. So he flew up, sat on the Garuda Stamba and ka, ka, ka. How does it feel to sit on the Garuda Stamba? Ka, ka. Nobody listened to him. Will he become Garuda just by sitting on the Garuda Stamba? He is thinking he is Garuda. Ka, ka, kim Garuda yate. How will he become Garuda if he sits on the Garuda Stamba? Similarly, how these people will become leaders simply by sitting on the leader's seat? Don't have the qualification. Prabhupada told us that along with the king on the throne, even the bed bug is sitting there. Motapuji is also sitting there. That doesn't mean he is very great. Because what he is thinking of all the time? Blood. The king's thighs nicely can bite and suck blood. That's all he's thinking about. But he's sitting on the simhasana. Sitting on the simhasana. So the seat is not important. Seat is not important. What is important is our attitude of service to Krishna. Because only a devotee of Krishna can really serve the people. He will go to any limit to serve the people. Like Parikshit Maharaj here. Very clearly tells Kali, you are finished. I'll finish you. And Kali surrenders to Parikshit Maharaj. Capable of protecting the people. Because he occupies that position by quality, not by popular vote. Not by popular vote. Similarly, in Krishna consciousness movement, we should simply be trying to be a servant. I mean, simply try to be a servant. All our effort goes to be a servant, and the byproduct is you become a leader. Prabhupada simply wanted to be a servant of everybody. I told you about that Leela when Prabhupada is telling a reporter, "I am nobody's guru, I am everybody's servant. By being guru, I am serving them." So Prabhupada simply tried to be a servant of everybody, doing menial service to everybody. Please take up Krishna consciousness. Please chant the holy name. Here is prasadam for you. He did all these. And automatically, as a byproduct, he became the greatest leader. Became the greatest leader ever. This is the attitude of a devotee. He doesn't bother about becoming a leader. Doesn't have to. He is not bothered. He doesn't have any great value for these things. He simply tries hard to occupy the position of a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayora Dasa Dasanu Dasa. Automatically, he is recognized as a leader. A person who is a perfect servant is fit to be a perfect leader. This is the real thumb rule. How much of a service attitude have you cultivated? To that extent, Krishna will utilize you in preaching. If you've got a very distinct service attitude, then Krishna will give you that type of a position so that you may be able to attract that type of people and serve them with Krishna consciousness. So, Mother Earth is saying, these people useless. They have no qualification. They don't think of you, worship you. They are not their devotees. And I have to bear the burden of them. And what all nonsense they would do to Mother Earth. A drill, take out oil, trade with those supplies, create horrible situation on the surface of the earth, denude all the earth of all the trees and everything, forest, deforestation, killing animals, making the earth produce things by using artificial means, and doing so many, you know, horrible activities, ugra karma, and giving great pain to Mother Earth, and not bothered about it. No sensitivity towards Earth as a personality. Very impersonal. So these are all the characteristics of people who are not at all Krishna conscious. In the future, Prabhupada said that devotees will become leaders and they will rule by bringing in Krishna consciousness, and people will be very happy, they'll be prosperous. Golden age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and everywhere there'll be Harinam Sankirtan and free prasadam. Actually, you don't have to go to work if you don't want to. You can just chant Hare Krishna and serve the Lord. Everything is provided for by Krishna. Prabhupada gave instructions. Prabhupada's mission, he had a great mission to produce leaders who will actually save the people and protect them. It's mentioned here, the kshatriya or the man who is qualified to protect the sufferers is meant to rule the state. Qualified to protect the people. Then only he should rule. Should be able to protect them. Not that when people are attacked, he runs away and says, I don't know. Run under the cot and sit down. I protect myself. Run away into a surangam somewhere and save yourself. To hell with the people. Save my life first. Very weak people. Weaklings. So leaders means, because of their deep devotion to Krishna, they do everything depending on Krishna. If you depend on yourself, you can do very little. If you depend on yourself, you can do very little. If you depend on Krishna, you can do so much. Or you can at least be instrumental to do so much. Nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. Krishna told Arjuna that you don't try to do, you just be my instrument. I'll achieve all these things. So devotees accomplish more by being servants of Krishna. But when we think I am the doer, you struggle a lot and achieve very less. But when you depend on Krishna, Machitta sarvadurgani matprasadat tarishasi chetasa mai karmani matsanyasya matparaha. Always think of me and then perform. See, chetasa sarvakarmani mai sanyasya matparaha. Everything that you do, keep me in your consciousness and do. You see, everything will become different. So a leader, he is not worried, can I do this, can I do this so much. So Krishna so wills, it will happen, I am already following dharma. Right? So he boldly protects the people. What is the boldness that Parikshit Maharaja had to go against Kali? Jagannath Paladev Subhadramai ki. What is the boldness he has to go even against Kali? How confident he is. And Kali is not an ordinary opponent. He is very powerful and strong, and he is telling Kali, I will finish you. He is one of the Yugas. Say, I will kill you. He is bold enough to do that. Why? Because of being dependent on Krishna. So leaders should depend on Krishna. If they don't depend on Krishna, then it's very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly taught everybody to depend on Krishna, whatever difficulty there is. And he supported King Prataprudra for even punishing his devotee. In his famous incident of Gopinatha Pattanayaka. Gopinath Pattanayaka was one of the sons of Bhavananda Rai. Bhavananda Rai's sons were all the Panchapandavas. Come in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Ramananda Rai, Arjuna. And then one of the sons was Gopinath Pattanayak. Gopinath Pattanayak was in charge of the government treasury under Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And Gopinath Pattanayak, he has to collect money and remit to the treasury. He was a collector. Very nice, wonderful person. But once he collected, and some 200,000, he said, I'll remit. Short. So the eldest son of King Prataprudra, Badajana, he told him that you not paid the money. You pay back the government's money. Why you're keeping the government's money? He said, I'll pay. I will first give you, I have some horses with me. They're very good horses. You take a price for them and take the horses. Remaining I will pay. Because he was very close to the king, King Prataprudra. Prataprudra knows Bhavananda Rai's sons are all great devotees of Lord Chaitanya. So he said, king knows me very well now. So, take the horses. So the king said, okay, no problem. He called his one other son and said, estimate the horses' prices and take it. Very good, fine horses. Because he was expert at estimating horses. But that son, that prince, he had a funny disease. His neck was not all right. So he will look at the sky always and look here, there like that. Very funny. Some funny type of thing. He'll look at the sky and talk. He'll not look at you straight. Like this. So he was an expert in horses. So he was called. And purposely, because Gopinath Pattanayaka is very close to the king, treasury, and my father, is not looking after me so good as he pays attention to others. So he thought, okay, well, underprice the horses. So he quoted underprice, very bad price. And then Gopinath Patanayaka cannot pay back the money, right? So he underquoted, and so he got very angry, Gopinath Patanayaka. He looked at this fellow doing this, like this, and told him in front of the king in the court, my horses, you know, their neck is straight. They don't look here and there. So you must give better price for this. He went and told that because he's very close to the king. He got really angry. You're insulting me. He's talking about the eldest son like this. My horses don't have any problem with their neck. They don't look at the sky. So you must give good price. Because he is quoting less. This made him even more angry. He, the eldest son, went to the king and made false allegations against Gopinath Patanayaka and said, because of this, he will not pay this. Then the king said, do what you want. I'm an administration. You can do what you want and get the money from me. I want to put him on the changa. Changa means a big platform where they'll hang you on the platform and down their spears and swords. And they will lower it slowly. It will go through your whole body. It will go through your whole body and you will remain like that till you die. Slowly in suffering. Go through your whole... I want to put him on the changa and get the money. He said, whatever is required you do to get the... King was not very bothered. So he put Gopinath Patanayaka on the changa and he said, give the money. Give the money, otherwise I'll lower. Gopinath Patanayaka just kept quiet. Everybody ran to Lord Chaitanya and told, Gopinath Patanayaka, they put on the changa. Please do something. So Lord Chaitanya was very cool. Several people came and told. Lord Chaitanya said, why was he put on the changa? He asked question. He is a super soul in everybody's heart. He knows everything. Why did they put him on the changa? Why did the king punish him like that? He asked. Then they related all these things. The money he collected, he did not give money. So they punished him like that. So he said, there's nothing wrong in what the king has done. Lord Chaitanya said, nothing wrong in what the king has done. King is running the government. He has a lot of responsibility. Give him back his money. Why you took the money and not paid back? So what is supposed to happen will happen. He didn't say anything. They all thought that, oh, Lord Chaitanya, Bhavananda Rai's son is very dear to you. Do something. But Lord Chaitanya gave answer like this. Became very agitated. Even Swarup Damodar Goswami fell down at Lord Chaitanya's feet, held him. Please do something. He's going to die. Lord Chaitanya remained very cool. And he said, what can I do? I am a sannyasi. And all of them are asking, please do. He says, can I do anything? I am a sannyasi. What do you want me to do? Are you ordering me to go to the king and spread my cloth and ask him to give money? And even if he gives money, I am a sannyasi, give me bhiksha, some money. He is not going to give you 200,000, this thing, which is what Gopinath Patanayaka needs. He's not going to give me that. Why are you asking me to go to the king? Then he became very disturbed. He said, I'm going from here. You people are troubling me. I'm a sannyasi. I want to go somewhere else. So people became very disturbed. Don't know what to do. Whom to ask? I already did. Whom to ask? What to do? So, Gopinath Patanayaka is in this situation. All the devotees are extremely disturbed. And the only person who can do something is Lord Chaitanya. If Lord Chaitanya says the king will do anything, Pratapradra will do anything. But Lord Chaitanya is saying the opposite, supporting the king. He completely supported the king because the king is a great devotee and he knows what he is doing. And Gopinath Patanayaka is done wrong. Give back the money. What the king is doing is correct. So they said, what can we do? They said, I cannot do anything. If you want, you pray to Lord Jagannath. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has got all potencies. If he wants, he can do anything. He's himself is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's teaching them, don't come to me, don't run around here and there, take Krishna's help. In such situations, what can we do? He told them, pray to Lord Jagannath. So they all prayed to Lord Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya walked off. When he walked off, one of the officers called Harichandan, government officer, went to the king and said, oh, everybody is talking and everybody is agitated. Do you know this? That Gopinath Patnaik is on the Changa and he is going to die. And he told, what is the use of killing him? Your money will go. He will go. He is a very good man for you. You will lose him and the money and your reputation. Why are you doing this? Then the king said, I don't know about all these details. I just want the money. I don't want his life. I didn't ask for that. I want him to give back the money. You go and tell him, stop him, tell him to give the money. I don't know all these details. His son was doing all sorts of mischief. So this Harichandan ran and told, this what the king says, get him down. And Gopinath Patnaik got down and said, I told you, take my horses, I'll give you the money. And the remaining money, I'll give you very soon. But you decided to do this, what can I say? He was very cool. And then there was a discussion. And Gopinath Patnaik said, okay, take the horses. It was taken for the proper price. And the remaining money he gave, Gopinath Patnaik was released. But everybody knew it was Lord Chaitanya who did it. He inspired Harichandan to go and speak to the king and release him. Everything happened. If Lord Chaitanya desires, it will happen. But he told, pray to Jagannath. In other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he supported the king who did correct. Maybe Bhavananda Raya's son is my devotee, but why did he do this? Why did he do wrong? In this way, Lord Chaitanya sent out a very powerful message. If you are a leader and if you are a devotee, if you are doing correct, or if you are a devotee and you do wrong, if you are a devotee and you do wrong, you must suffer. If you are a devotee and you do correct, you should be supported, especially if you are a king. Because you have a big responsibility. So leaders who are devotees are wanted very much. Because a devotee, he is simply interested in chanting the holy name and he wants everybody to chant the holy name and go back to Krishna. Go back to Krishna. So a lot of nice lessons we can learn from Lord Chaitanya's teachings, especially in this instance of him not doing anything to save Gopinath Patnaik externally, but internally he knew, you know, what to do. Whether he will go on the Changa or not is controlled by him only. He is the Supreme Lord. So he was not least bit concerned, but he used the incidents to teach all the devotees a lesson that I am a sannyasi, I can't do anything. Go tell the king. Go speak to Jagannath. He can do something. So in this way, leadership, we should support good leadership. If a person is a devotee and he does something ethically, morally wrong, we cannot give a transcendental verdict on that. No, he's a devotee, it's okay, he can do anything. Devotee, it's okay. No, it's not okay. If you're a devotee, follow the rules. In Germany, when devotees were driving Prabhupada for the morning walk, nobody was there on the road, so the devotee cut the yellow line. Prabhupada said, why are you doing that? Go back. Go around this income. Always follow the rules, he told. He told us, follow the rules. People are watching us. We are persons who are speaking the highest truth. They will do what we are doing. Yadyad acharati sreshta tattat evetaro janaha. Devotee should be very careful because he is leading people. Everybody is following what he is saying. Chant Hare Krishna, they will chant. Swamiji, they will come behind you. Even if you are not wearing saffron cloth in India, Swamiji, they will tell you. If you simply shave your head, put tilak and go like this, everybody will pay obeisances to you. You become automatically a leader. Very easy to be a leader representing God. And you can very easily cheat them also. So we don't want cheaters. We want to genuinely represent God. Genuinely teach people to follow the authority. Whatever the authority of the government, follow it. Authority of the king, follow it. And support a person who is dharmic and ruling. When there is a leader, even in the Krishna conscious movement, he is dharmic, he is leading, he is doing things properly, we must support him. In any level, doesn't have to be only GBC, sannyasi, temple president and all that. Can be anybody, can be a local devotee, can be a bhakti vriksha leader, can be a siksha person giving siksha to everybody. He should be supported by everybody, including the highest person. Lord Chaitanya is supporting Pratap Rudra. He is not supporting Gopinath Patnaik, his devotee. Same way, devotee should not assume that I am better off. I am a devotee of the Supreme Lord here. I am transcendental to everything. Who are you? You are just a, you know, smoking, drinking, meat-eating idiot. Who is going to follow your rules? Devotee doesn't think like that. Whatever the rules are followed, he follows it. Pay the taxes. Follow the traffic laws, traffic rules. Do everything properly. And people understand that these people are nice. They are law-abiding. And I like to now listen to what they have to say. I will follow what they say. If they don't see you as persons law-abiding, protesting against society, doing all sorts of things, it's very difficult for them to listen to you and follow you. If you say, chant Hare Krishna, they say, why should I? You don't even follow the small rules. So it will affect our preaching, it will affect devotees' reputation and prestige, and more than anything, it will affect Prabhupada's reputation and prestige, Krishna's reputation and prestige. So naturally, a devotee becomes a leader. And he will have following. And it is a very delicate job. He should not become puffed up and proud. He should be very humble and execute leadership by leading people properly. Leader means one who leads people to Krishna. Otherwise, where do you lead people? You lead people to sense gratification means you are not leader, because you are leading them to hell. If you lead people hell, then it is not anything progressive and nice. Leader means has to take people up. One who elevates the person's spiritual status is a leader. One who degrades people cannot be a leader. So Mother Earth is lamenting that these people are low class leaders. I can't bear their burden. So we can take a lesson from here that we must be very careful in following all the laws and rules laid down in the Shastra. All the laws and rules made, even in ordinary life, although there may be man-made rules which we don't have to follow, which are not in keeping with Krishna's rules, still devotees follow rules so that people don't see them in the wrong perspective. And in this way, devotees can gradually lead people. People will have faith in devotees. Already I can see that many times I see devotees get recruited by people from the temple. Because they know if you are a devotee, that means your character must be good. Morally, ethically, you must be good. I don't even have to interview you. I'd like to take you. No, I don't have qualification. Does not matter. I'll teach you what you're supposed to do. It's a great placement place, the ISKCON movement. I've seen lot of big people hanging around to recruit people. And many people get recruited. Why? Because they have faith that look at this person's daily routine. He gets up for Mangalarti, chants Hare Krishna, worships the Lord, reads the scripture, and then goes to do his regular duties. I'm a wonderful person. I want this type of a person. So there are people placing placement, plus there are people who have daughters coming and seeing where I can get a good husband. So the Krishna conscious movement, the temples, the churches, the mosques are all great places for recruitment, placement, for marriage, everything. Subtly it goes on. One look here, one look there, and this, and then a phone call, and then thing. Many things go on, we don't know about it, but I get to hear a lot of it. Even people, they come for the first time to the Hare Krishna movement and they move around once, twice, thrice, after that they are recruited. Before they become too much involved, they get recruited. Anyway, it's good in one sense. So, sensitivity towards Krishna's laws, sensitivity towards Krishna consciousness automatically makes a good leader. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki. Yeah.